Welcome to the Modern Classrooms Project Podcast. Each week, we bring you discussions with educators on how they use blended, self-paced, and mastery-based learning to better serve their students. We believe teachers learn best from each other, so this is our way of lifting up the voices of leaders and innovators in our community. This is the Modern Classrooms Project Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 186 of the Modern Classrooms Project podcast. My name is Toni Rose Deanna, and they, them pronouns, a designated hype person here at MCP. And I am joined today by a passionate ed tech advocate, Margie Tyner. Welcome, Margie.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, I feel like you and I have been vibing for a couple of months now, which is really exciting. And so we continue having these different opportunities to collaborate with each other. And so again, thank you so much for saying yes to the podcast. And so before we get started, this is one of my favorite questions to ask folks. What is bringing you joy currently?
So right now for me, it's just family time. We've been having some really good weather, so I'm having a lot of time outside with my kiddos. And then this weekend, it's a milestone birthday for my father-in-law. He turned 70 this month, and we're having a big birthday party at Topgolf. So just excited. My nieces are going to be here. They live out of town, so I don't get to see them very often. So just family and fun.
Oh, how exciting, Margie. Are you pretty good at Topgolf?
No. So I have this fear of being too close to the edge. So for context, my five-year-old is clumsy as the day is long. And I have a one-year-old niece, and they're both the second children in my family and my sister-in-law's family. So they have no fear, no sense of danger. So it's mostly that panicked mom mode of where's the kid? Where's the kid? Where's that kid? And then the golfing is secondary. I love hanging out. I love just playing. Putt-putt, though, is more my speed.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely putt-putt. I played golf in high school, but I don't even think I could claim that. I went to practices, and I never went to any of, the actual matches or games or whatever they're called. See, I don't even know what they're called, but that's hilarious. So thank you so much for sharing that piece with us. And so let's go ahead and get started. Tell us more about who you are, and then how you started your teaching journey. How did you get into ed tech space? Anything that you'd like to share with us, actually?
Yeah, so I am a veteran teacher and instructional technology coach. I started in education, let's pop in the Wayback Machine, back to the late 80s, where you see the little tiny brunette pigtails, high top Converse sneakers with the rainbow shoelaces, walking into my very first classroom in kindergarten for the very first time. I was the shy kid. I was the one who, I couldn't even go up to the counter at McDonald's and tell the lady I wanted a Happy Meal, please. Okay, that was me. And there was this fabulous, magical woman, Mrs. Middleton. I will never forget her as long as I live. And she introduced me to my very first friends. And she swooped me up and sat me on her lap and just connected with me as this tiny little terrified human doing something new and made me feel appreciated and valued and connected to new people all in one fell swoop, and then just proceeded the entire year long to have these magical experiences. And I knew from the very young age of 5 years old, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be a teacher. So my entire school career, I just knew, some people go through life and they're like, oh, what am I going to do? I don't know. What am I interested in? I have always known I was meant to be a teacher. So fast forward past college, I got into teaching very early on while I was doing my master's degree. I was in high school special education, paying for my master's degree at the time. So I worked as as a tech paraprofessional, worked with an autistic kid, worked with some kids with special needs, had a fabulous time with that. And then after I got my master's degree, I went on to teaching, did that for many, many years in multiple states because my husband is former Navy. So we moved around a lot. And then after the pandemic, that year after we all came back into the classroom, that's really when I transitioned into instructional technology coaching because I had always had an interest in ed tech. Those kind of things just drew me in. It's something I was naturally curious about. And it's something I was good at. And sometime during the pandemic, when we were all, trying to figure out what we were doing, I came to this realization like, wow, I really like teaching virtually. It wasn't a big thing for me to connect with my students, even when we weren't face to face. And technology to me comes pretty easy because I'm not afraid to like click around and figure things out on my own. So it wasn't a daunting task because I was doing a lot of ed tech stuff in my classroom before the pandemic hit. So for me, it was almost like this natural transition to finding something new that I liked and that I enjoyed and just figuring out like, how do I help kids be successful with this? So did some ed tech coaching for a while, and then I ended up getting offered a job at a fabulous company where I work now. And that is how you and I connected during my time as a teacher success champion at CAMI.
I love this so much because I feel like our journey kind of align or very similar, right? Like I also really enjoyed being in the virtual space when COVID hit. And that was like one of the big reasons why I decided to join Modern Classrooms as well, was that like, oh, I could work from home, I could work remotely. I mean, of course, I'm also super passionate about the instructional model and I did implement it as well. It was just a perk to be like, oh, I can continue working from home with my dogs right beside me and still impacting teaching and learning. Like, yes, please, say less, I'm there, right? And so what a beautiful story as well of you being a five-year-old and having this adult just like care for you and appreciate you and love on you. And again, I'm sure our listeners are so tired of me saying this, but it only really takes that one person to change that trajectory of a child's life, right? And so if you think about it, like it was also my fifth grade teacher that impacted what I wanted to be when I grew up. It was because she created such a brave space for me and such a welcoming space for me as someone who's brown in a community that didn't have brown folks. And so introducing me to literature, and I was like, yo, if she can create this space for me, I can create this space for all of the future brown kids as well. And so that to me, just like, I was like, that's it. Fifth grade, I want to be a teacher, right? And that was all I wanted to be. And so that was, yeah, this is such a great conversation. This is something that I just learned about you, which is really cool. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah. And thank you. That's such a beautiful story, right? How like there's that one inspiring person, that one spark in your life where just you realize like, wow, they can do it. I want to do that too. How do I do that? And then even like during COVID, right? Discovering new things. I still want to teach. I still want to inspire people, but there's this whole new way to do it that I never considered before. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I, teachers are amazing. Like teachers are just hands down the best, some of the best people I know. So, yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. So let's shift gears a little bit. How did you learn about MCP? I know that you work for CAMI now, which listeners, if you don't know anything about CAMI, welcome. And you're welcome as well, right? It's kind of like welcome to the space and you're welcome because I know you're going to be saying thank you because CAMI is just like this wonderful tool that I utilize in my own classroom, and to see the upgrades and the new features now compared to when I was teaching back in like 2018, I'm like, holy cow, that just like a huge difference. And so I know, Margie, that you had reached out. I don't know, how did we even get connected? Like, I know there was some reaching out and then we were like, oh my gosh, we love each other. Can we continue working right together?
I want to say, like, I'm sure I've seen you around the internet and on socials and stuff, but I met with Samantha at ISTE. Samantha and I connected, and then that led to me meeting you virtually, and then we've seen each other at other events, and we've co-hosted things together, and it's just been this magical journey.
Okay. Yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, I absolutely love this part of my job too. I mean, there's so many things to love about my job, right? And this is one of them, is like being connected with former educators and educators as well, of just like how we're really like dismantling and disrupting what we knew before as far as teaching and learning is concerned, right? And so I absolutely love the CAMI team as well, because I feel like y'all have just like taken me in as one of your own, and I just feel so loved as well. So like what you're teacher did for you, Margie, you're now like passing that along, which is just such a beautiful thing, right? And so, okay, so CAMI is marketed towards a wide range of educators, from those in elementary schools to high schools. I taught middle school, so I know that we could definitely use it in middle school. Can you talk about the specific features of CAMI that cater to the different needs of these educators across various grade levels?
Sure. So for anybody who maybe is not familiar with the tool, CAMI is an EdTech tool, and I like to call it the digital Swiss Army knife in my teaching tool belt. So kind of the backstory, like here's my CAMI origin story, right? Like I'm some superhero or something ridiculous. But anyway, so I first heard about CAMI when I was teaching right after the pandemic hit, like that moment when they had sent everybody home, everybody was scrambling. We didn't know, were we going back? Were we not going back? What's going on? I had a friend go, Margie, you got to try this PDF annotation tool I heard about. It was back when all the ed tech companies were giving out tools for free, you know, for everybody just to try to make those connections with students, just to service them and continue the learning and do, everybody was trying to do whatever they could do, right? I'm not going to lie, I was a hater. I was that skeptic. When I heard the word PDF annotator come out of my friend's mouth, I looked at them like they had just grown six heads. And I was like, are we even friends? Do you know me? Do you know you just said the word PDF to me? Hello? In the district that I came from, for context, we were not supposed to use PDFs. If you had the word PDF, our administrators read that as worksheet, and you were coming down to the office for a talk and a rewrite on your lesson plan, right? So immediately wrote them off because I heard those three little letters. Fast forward, after the pandemic, well, still during the pandemic, but once we were back in the classroom, our district had actually bought into it, and now we had this paid plan. And I was like, oh, well, I guess if they're paying for it, I might as well take a look, right? Like, roadblocks, my own doing. I cut myself off from so many things that could have been so fabulous for me because of my own short-sightedness, right? Like your own biases just play in ways that you're like, you look back and you think, man, why did I do that to myself? So back to CAMI. So magical tool, right? It is curriculum agnostic. So it works with anything. When I first heard about it, like I said, I thought it was just for PDFs. And way back in the day, that's where it started. It started as a PDF annotation tool, but it has done nothing but grow. It's a 10-year-old company. So they've been around for a while. They know what they're doing. It works with Google things. It works with Microsoft. It works with PDFs of the curriculum that your district has spent the millions of dollars on. You can take a picture of the anchor chart you made this morning and hung on the wall. You can take anything, slides, sheets, docs, Jamboards, if you still got any of those laying around, PowerPoints, like you name it. Bring it into this digital environment of CAMI, and you get to level it up with tools that make it more interactive, more engaging, and just provide that voice and choice for students. It is dynamic. It has tools for everything under the sun that you can think of, no matter what grade level or subject. It's chock full of accessibility features. So not just that special group of students that needs it, but things that make all your documents more accessible to all your learners. And the personalization in it, like I can't compare it to any other tool. It has so many features that let you remix and remake and, for example, control features. The toolbar that you see as a teacher, you get to fully customize your student's experience for every assignment, and you can change it at any time throughout the lesson. So CAMI really does give you this pathway to take the things that you, as the professional educator, know are best for your students and what they need in that real-time moment, and provide a way to scaffold supports for your students, no matter what you're doing or what subject or what grade level. And I can't think of any other tool that I've ever come across in my almost 20 years in education that does that.
I have to agree with you on so many things. And I'm still chuckling at the fact that you were like, oh, I was a hater.
I was. I really was. I just wrote it right off. I was like, nope, not for me. I don't need that.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? Because it the PDF, the word PDF was kind of like a trigger for you, right? Like it was kind of a trauma response for you to be like, oh God, no, I can't, because that means I would get on a performance improvement plan and we don't want that at all. And so I get that part. I get the response, right? I think for me, you know, back in the day, like 2016, right? Or 2015, back when folks would send like PDFs and then you would have to print it out and then you have to sign it. So for me, I was just so frustrated. I didn't want to print anything out. I hated printing things out. And so when I found out about Cami, the PDF annotator, right? I was like, oh, bet. And so I kind of started using it for me first. And then I realized the power of it, because there were a lot of tools and resources that were PDF. And back then, again, there was no good way for you to save a PDF and turn it into a Word document or a Google Doc, right? And so it's like PDF, that's like a permanent thing. You can't change it and that's it. And so for me, it was like, holy cow, how do I then provide a space for my students to really write things out or like write on, you know, annotate on the PDF at not having to print it out. And so that was when Cami just became a big thing for me in my classroom. Was like, oh, let's utilize Cami, right? Like, here's all the resources that we have that's PDF. I can't do anything about it, but now we have Cami to get my students to just make it digitally. I hate, like, Margie, like when I tell you I hated printing, and I think this also stems from like me working in Baltimore City, where we didn't have a lot of resources. So I had to print everything and then I had to pay for my own paper to print things. So I was like, oh no, we're not printing nothing. Moving forward, we are not printing anything. Everything's going to be digital. And I was really fortunate enough to be in schools that had carts of laptops or one-on-one so that students could do it digitally, right? And so yeah, Cami, I love Cami because I was able to sign off paperwork and just email it right back without having to print anything out. So it just really made my life easier as an educator. And then I shared it with students and the students absolutely loved it. And so it's been actually a couple of years since I've used Cami. Couple years meaning like, gosh, I've been out of the classroom and I was out 2021. So I haven't used it since then. So I'm like, so getting in touch with you, I'm like, oh my gosh, how can adults just use this in general, right? Like for instructional coaches and for even like the educators that I work with, for all the professional development that I'm hosting. It's like, how can we utilize this tool to make it even that much more engaging for our learners, right? And so I appreciate this anecdote. I appreciate just like, oh, here are all the cool things now that you can use. And yes, you could be a hater and then all of a sudden be like, wait a minute, this is actually pretty cool.
Right. See, I should have been like, you, because I also came from a district. This makes me feel better that I wasn't alone, but also not better because I hate that for you. I also was in a district where I had to provide and buy my own paper. So like, I was pretty sure something was just wrong with my school system because it wasn't every school in the district, but it was the one I was in for whatever reasons. And I was like, nobody else is probably doing this. This is insanity. So I'm so glad that you were able to find a tool and like, embrace that, right? Like, don't have the mentality of, oh, that's not for me.
Yeah, I was also that educator though, Margie, not gonna lie, that I like just embraced all the tech tools and then I would create lesson plans based off of the tech tools rather than the standards. Cause I was just so excited about these tech tools. I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna like make sure that I use these things? So if anything, like I went to the other side of just like embracing everything and then overwhelming my kids of just all the tech tools. And they're like, yo, we can't keep up. Yeah. And even with like the paper aspect, right? It's wild to think of about just like some schools, some teachers really have to provide so many things, right? And mind you, like I taught 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, 126 students, and I had to like make copies of everything. Like that, it was just so not, it just wasn't good for my mental health and even like my pockets financially. So it was just really, really interesting to just be like, because of that experience, I was like, I'm never again like printing anything. And so when I went to the school, after that, we had we didn't have a limit of how much paper we could like print, right? But like, I rarely use that printer, because I just didn't want to be close to it at all. And so like Cami really provided this space of like, you know what, we have it digitally and now I just got to teach my students how to utilize Cami in the most effective way so that they're not wasting time, right? And so I really appreciate this conversation because I'm like, oh my gosh, that was also kind of like a trauma response for me too.
Right? Like the things you carry as a teacher that you just don't even realize, because so often it's funny to think about, because teachers are in such a human-centered, caring profession that sometimes you don't stop to pause to really consider how, as the adult in the room, often you're isolated, right? Like it's you and your students all day long, but you very rarely get to talk to your peers, or at least most of the educators I know, that's our shared experience. And there's just so much trauma to unpack sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so to just be able to like have conversations and now laugh about it, right? Like, because I'm sure right. I can remember like when I was in that school environment, I was literally crying every day because I was just like, I don't know what to do. Okay. So yeah, love this is trauma bonding, which is wild. Okay. So Cami offers a variety of features beyond basic annotation, right? We talked about the PDF annotating, which was like the thing that got Cami known for me anyway. And so can you discuss some of the more advanced features of Cami and how they can be used to create a more engaging and interactive self-paced mastery-based learning experience for students? And I know that you have already named some prior, but did you want to like just reiterate or just like share other features, other tools as well to use with Cami?
So in addition to the ones that I already mentioned, and just to reiterate, things like feature control, where you can customize your student's toolbar at any time on any assignment. Things like our split and merge tools. So you can take any files that you're already teaching with and combine them in different ways, split them apart, merge them together, split them apart, whatever you need to do with them to customize. There's also three big ones for me. One of them is our multimedia comment tool. With that one, you can insert text, audio, video, or even screen capture that works on other tabs outside of your Cami document. So you can literally clone yourself, right? Like you can leave your own voice or your own face right inside of the document so that your students are not only making that connection with you, you've now empowered them if they needed to hear your directions again, or they need a reminder about what your expectations were, or they were absent, or they were on that like 10-minute marathon bathroom break and just didn't hear the instructions. They can go back and get the things that they need. You can use that as the teacher. You can turn it on for your students. So now they've got that built-in voice and choice. So not only can I, you know, hand write and annotate on top of things, I can just talk it out, or I can record myself. So if I'm that budding YouTuber, I've got a method to show you what I know. If I'm the quiet kid that will never raise my hand in class, but I also have a hard time putting pen to paper or typing things out to get my thoughts out, I can just hit record audio and then I don't have to worry about you or myself seeing my face on camera. I can just go and show you that I know what you've taught me, right? So empowering your students to just take that knowledge and really just elevate the things that you were already going to do in class anyway, and give them that voice and choice. It's one of my absolute favorites. We also have an add media tool. So I don't know if you saw this in the classroom before you left, but when I was an instructional technology coach, I saw a lot of YouTube videos being used, right? Like I'm sure that probably was a thing before COVID times. During COVID, I know a lot of educators relied heavily on YouTube. And now even after that, behavior carries on, right? Some of those videos are fabulous. Some of them not so much. But with Cami, you can bring those videos right in. And instead of worrying about your kids being exposed to whatever commercial pops up when you click the link, or the live chat, or the ads, or the other suggested videos, you can just embed the video right on your learning document and you can trim it. So you can get just the chunk of instruction that your students need. I love that. You can insert all sorts of other multimedia, everything from pictures and videos. Kids can take pictures of handwritten work. They can record a video that embeds right on the document. Like the choices are endless, right? There's also on the teacher side of things, this is me selfishly putting my teacher hat on. You can watch all of your students working in real time on one screen in Kami. Where was that tool when I was teaching, right? Like, I needed that. I was a hater and I blew them off, right? That didn't exist during the pandemic. But Kami listens to teachers and they think about, you know, like, what are teachers saying? What challenges are they facing? And that's really where their focus lies, right? They have basically two main goals, which is part of why I love them so much. And their highest priority is always listening to teachers and understanding the challenges that they face so that they can help come up with solutions so you can do what you do best, teach students. So, ClassView, imagine you've put up your assignment and then you get your kids to work, right? Like if you're elementary, maybe you're working at a small group table and your kids on the other side of the room are doing, hopefully, their independent assignment. If you had put it up as a Kami assignment, not only can you be working with the kids right in front of you, you can monitor everybody else from one screen. It's in real time. So if you see somebody across the room is off task, you can use any of those Kami tools to give them some feedback or support or scaffolded help in the moment. And it also passes back to your LMS. So things like Google Classroom, Schoology, Canvas, Microsoft Teams. When you've got the Kami plan, it integrates right into those and you can do all your grading from one screen. So like just thinking about how many cartloads of papers I had to take home as a middle school teacher, right? Like I feel you on that. You've got hundreds of students. Even when I was in elementary school, my class, I think one of my biggest classes, I had 36 one year, which was insane, but we'll say 25, right? Like that's a nice average number. Well, 25 students, if you've got the four core subjects, just math, reading, science, and social studies, never mind anything else, one assignment per day in each of those four things for 25 kids, that's 100 papers a day, right? Like paper adds up. Having time to grade those things adds up. Kami's got a solution for that, and it's digital, so it's portable, and it's fabulous. The other thing you can get with that, right now, it's in beta in Google Classroom. It's not in the other integrations yet, but it's called Insights. So you know how you always need that data to drive your instruction? Kami's got auto-grading questions. It's called the Questions tool. And if you're using the Questions tool inside of ClassView, you can see if the students have answered right or wrong before they even turn in the work. It's color-coded, so it's easy to see at a glance. You can click the button and you can see, what's the average? How did they do on each question? It'll even tier your groups into high, medium, and low for you, like right there instantaneously. And it updates as your students turn work in. So you can see it before they're done and after. Like there are so many things, it just keeps getting better.
I feel like Kami is just like an overall tool that you can use, right? Like it just basically covers so much. Cause now I'm thinking even with that auto grading tool that you're talking about, I remember utilizing a different program just to be able to see my students as they answer the questions, right? And so that's really exciting. Go ahead, Kami. I love this for Kami. And so I do have like two follow-up questions for you, Margie. When you were talking about bringing videos in, for example, YouTube videos, I love the fact that there are no ads and, you know, our students don't get distracted. It's literally just a video. And so my question is, do teachers have to download that video or can they just link it with a YouTube link?
All you need is the YouTube URL. So if you don't already have the URL, when you click that tool to use it, there's also a text on the top of it. You can click to open YouTube to go get the video. And that works for, you know, videos that other content creators have made. Like, for example, I used National Geographic for Kids a lot in my classroom when I was elementary for social studies. You can go pull those kind of videos. Or if you're making your own videos and it's in some, you know, platform that you can't just get a link and easily use, make yourself an unlisted private YouTube channel. Just make sure you set the settings so that, you know, when you share the link, you'll be able to pull up that video. And you could just insert your own videos from YouTube right there onto the page.
Oh, that makes it so much easier, you know, because sometimes it's like, oh, the space, I can't download it all, or there are videos that I can't download from YouTube because it doesn't allow me to. So that's, oh my gosh, that's really, really, really cool. I love that. And then of course with YouTube, it doesn't have to be a public link, right? Like it could be unlisted as long as it's a YouTube link.
Yes. So you don't have to put it out there for the world. It's basically like you're just using it for storage for you so that you can access it from wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really, really dope. Another thing that I really like too is when you first started talking about how students can also utilize the video part of it, right? Like where there's an option for students who really love being in front of the camera and like, they have this like YouTube personality or an influencer like aspiration, right? They have that option. But then for the students who like, I can just think about my brother too, who's like, no, I don't want to be seen. You can hear me, but I don't want to be seen. And I'll still talk to you, right? And so the audio part is also really, really, really helpful for some of our students who don't want to be in front of the screen. Because again, this is just a lot of choice for students to showcase what they're learning. And I'm all about being able to talk it out. I always tell my students too, if you can talk about it, you can be about it, right? If you can, you can kind of just share how you've learned something or how you understand, then you can also get someone else to understand the concept or the skill. You are good to go. That is amazing. I don't even care about you having to write it down. As long as you can talk about it, right? And you understand the concept, then for me, you have mastered that skill. And so that's really, really great. I really love this like being able to watch your students, the class view, and being able to just catch students as they get off task, because our students are going to be off task, right? It's not a guarantee right. That they will be 100% focused. I know for me, when I catch my students off task, I'll just be like, hey, I see you watching Beyonce's video. We're not doing that today. How about you do your work first? And then we can watch this Beyonce video together, right? Like, don't leave me out of this fun time. Get your work done first. So it was never a way to like catch my student and like berate them or like make them feel bad, because as an adult, yo, I get distracted all the time. Like as we're talking, me and you, I've already glanced at my phone like 3 times and I'm like, no, we got to focus. So like, I get it. I get this whole, like, here's a class view to catch our students, or not even really catch them, but to really just like guide them and be like a remind them, right? Especially with someone like me who's neurodivergent, got ADHD pretty bad. And so like it's just a great way to be like, hey, all right, let's go back to what we were doing before. I see what you're doing. Let's go back. So it's just kind of like a playful banter and also redirecting in like the nicest, kindest, positive way, right? And so this is really great. And I like that your priority is also all about listening to teachers, because again, right, you can't come up with solutions if you don't know what the problems are. And you don't know what the problems are if you don't have conversations with educators who are doing the work. And so I really love and appreciate this part about Cami as well. Okay, so then again, you already kind of told us about this like insights thing that's coming up. It's in beta testing on Google Classroom, which is so exciting. Looking ahead, are there any other potential future developments for Cami that you can share? Are you just like, hush, hush, things are coming up? Like, what can you share about like this tool evolving to continue to meet the changing needs of educators and students? Because what we need today could be different, you know, different from what we need tomorrow. So, and it, cause it changes so fast.
Yeah, it does. Right. Education is a rapidly changing landscape. Like even just think about where you were in your own personal teaching journey, like 6 months ago compared to 2 years ago, compared to 5 years ago, if you've been in education that long, right? Like it looks nothing alike for the most part. Things have just wildly shifted over that time period. So for Cami, their focus is still the teachers, right? So on the roadmap this year, coming soon, it's all about saving teachers time and boosting student engagement. And that is something I love because those are core values at Cami. So things they can do to make educators be able to have an easier time doing what they love, connecting with students, helping them grow, helping them, you know, get prepared for things that we might not even imagine are going to exist in their future because things are changing so fast. So we've got some accessibility features coming up that I'm really excited about. Cami's going to be getting a facelift to make things even more accessible and even easier to find. Hopefully I was allowed to tell you that and that wasn't too hush hush. So any of my exec team, if you're listening, sorry. But yeah, we've got that on the horizon. That questions tool that we know and love that has been in beta and being developed is getting even more features. It's going to help us save more time, more stuff with auto grading in more of our LMSs. So again, just a lot of things to help teachers streamline their workflow and focus on that student engagement and showing what they know.
I really love this concept of a facelift, right? Of just like, hey, change is happening and change will always happen. So we're gonna go with the flow and see where the needs are and what the needs are so that we can continue. Again, like you said, saving teachers time, because that is so important. Time is just such an important thing for everyone, honestly, right? And especially educators with everything that we're being tasked to do nowadays. And so really loving these two values that you have of saving teachers time and boosting engagement. That's really, really dope. And so I'm excited for all the things. I love the concept of making things even more accessible, and it's not just for folks who don't need those extra supports. It's really for everyone who can use whatever, who wants to use any of the features, right? And so that's really cool. Okay. So we also have another cool thing that Cami just launched on Monday, past Monday. So yeah, Margie, tell us more about it.
Yeah. So our Cami Certified Educators courses just got a brand new remake. So if you've been previously Cami Certified, if you're a Cami Certified Educator, go check out the new courses. They have been revamped with fresh content, fresh ideas. Level 1 and Level 2 are both out. You can complete each one of those from start to finish in less than 30 minutes. So you can learn all about some of the great things I talked about today, like Class View and how to use it, how to share things with your students, and timely topic for this time of year, how to use Cami for assessments. That's Level 2. So anything from formative assessment to getting ready for those state level tests, like now is the time. Bonus, if you are listening and it is before June 1st of this year, Cami's also putting your name in the drawing if you do our Cami Certified Educators course for a $1,000 classroom makeover. So bonus, like who doesn't want to be in the drawing for that, right? And you can get one entry per level of Cami Certified that you complete. So definitely check those out. You can find them on the Cami website.
And we can put that on the show notes too, Margie, if you can drop it in the document.
Okay, it is camiapp.com/certified.
Oh, that's easy peasy. Also, you got me at $1,000 and 30 minutes. Like, done.
done. Do that during bus duty. No, just kidding. Not really.
Yeah, but just kidding.
No. Same amount of time.
But okay, so is this just for educators, or can like instructional coaches and admin do this as well?
So it is open for anybody. So instructional coaches, you want to see how to support your teachers. You want to see what the workflow looks like. You want ideas for how you could help them implement it in the classroom. I'm going to highly recommend those two courses for you. Administrators, if you want to see some of the amazing things it's going to allow your teachers and students to be able to do, or to know what to expect when you're walking through the halls and you see your teachers using it, definitely check those out.
I love a good course. I was also that teacher, Margie, that collected all the badges.
Yeah.
Got certified in so many things. So this is cool.
Yeah. And fresh new badges. So if you have the old level 1 and 2, now you can get some new ones.
Hey, look at Cami doing it up. Love it. Love it. So listeners, definitely check that out. We love learning. So continue learning and get certified and then get $1,000. That's pretty freaking dope. If you ask me. So Margie, what do you as an individual, you as a human being, hope to see in the future, and what goals do you have?
So for me, I am really looking forward to just like even more collaboration with different educators around the world. So since I've joined the Cami team, I have gotten to connect with teachers just like all over the world, like not just in my state, not just in our country, but across across the world in places some of them I've never even heard of before, right? So having these opportunities and these connections to find out, like, it really broadens your vision. You know, you get to connect with fabulous new friends, and then you find out you've got these shared experiences, or you hear stories and you're just like, wow, you guys do that? That never even crossed my mind. I would love to know more about that. So for me, I'm working on just kind of like thinking about building my own teacher brand, and like, how do I put not just myself as part of CAMI, but like, how do I put myself as a teacher out there and connect with more people and find out more amazing things? Because for me, I'm like a giant nerd. I could talk about this stuff all day long, right? Like that shy little 5-year-old who couldn't even order at the McDonald's counter, that's still me, right? Like I am very introverted in a lot of ways, but you put me in a room full of fellow teachers and you might have a hard time getting me to stop talking. So figuring out ways to connect and just really going global with things, that's kind of what's on my horizon.
Yeah, connection is so important, right? Because like you said, teaching can be really isolating, especially if you're the only one trying to do something different in your school. And so we really want to provide this community, right? And I think CAMI does such a great job of celebrating educators as well as like, hey, you need this, we got you. And so that's why, like, one of the reasons why Modern Classroom and CAMI, we're just like, yo, let's like get together. Let's be in this long-term relationship. Let's keep it going. and so that we can continue taking care of our educators, because our educators need that so much, right? And so I really just I appreciate that goal of like connecting. And also I wanted to point out too that CAMI is based out of New Zealand.
Right.
Yeah. So they're based out of New Zealand. And again, like, I'm so grateful for you and Marcus connecting me with Vanessa as well, who is, you know, the person for community engagement. So I've been talking to Vanessa too of like, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? So it's not just like me helping educators save time, right, and boost engagement, but it's also for my own professional development, because again, I need folks to have conversations with about what I'm supposed to be doing or what what are the opportunities and great things that I could do with this title.
Yes, like the peer connection, the collaboration, the mentorship, the fellowship, like that is such an important part of growing personally, professionally. Like that's at the core of teaching, right? Being that lifelong learner, that applies in all aspects of your life.
Yeah. And another thing too, and I've said this to you and Marcus as well, from the very get-go, right? Like when you two created a webinar for our mentors or expert mentors, you literally looked at our stuff on our website and like personalized it so much. You got a tracker, you got like a lesson plan template, and you just made it so personalized and easy that all of our mentors were like, holy crap, like, wow, this is all you could do. Like, I don't actually have to try to envision it myself, but you've utilized some of our tools already and then just embedded CAMI. And I think that in itself is just so magical and powerful. And like our mentors have just been like, this is so dope. Now I can actually see how I can utilize CAMI in my modern classroom, right? And I don't know if I can also, I think I'm going to share this, Margie, right? Like you also kind of offered like, hey, for our teacher leaders or DMCEs or our mentors, you could definitely check out CAMI and all the features that come with it so that you can start just familiarizing yourself with the tool as well as having access to all of these cool things. and so y'all definitely, if you are a DMCE already, a Distinguished Modern Classroom Educator or an expert mentor, and you have not heard that like we have this partnership with CAMI, please reach out to Margie. Margie will hook you up with all the goodies. And if you are not a DMCE or an expert mentor just yet, come on in, like, let's go ahead and apply so that we could be in community with each other. You could get all of these perks from all of the things, right? So again, with that being said, Margie, how can our listeners connect with you?
Yeah, so email is always great. You can reach me, margie.tyner@camiapp.com, or look me up on any of the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It is @tynerstechtips.
Oh, I love that so much. This is so, so dope. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Margie. I always love spending time with you. This is just great.
Yes, I could hang out with you all day. Thank you so much for having me on this show.
Yeah. And listeners, this is not the last time that you're going to hear or see from me and Margie. So just a heads up on that. We've got some really dope things. We're planning some more awesome things to do together. And so listeners, remember, you can always email us at podcast@modernclassrooms.org. And you can find the show notes for this episode at podcast.modernclassrooms.org/186. We'll have this episode's transcript uploaded by Friday. So be sure to check back to access those. Also, we are asking our listeners to leave a review if this podcast has been helpful in supporting you to create a human-centered learning environment through a blended, self-paced, mastery-based model. It does help other folks find it. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week, and we'll be back next Sunday.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find links to topics and tools we discussed in our show notes for this episode. And remember, you can learn more about our work at www.modernclassrooms.org, and you can learn the essentials of our model through our free course at learn.modernclassrooms.org. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Modern Class Proj, that's Proj. We are so appreciative of all you do for students and schools. Have a great week, and we'll be back next Sunday with another episode of the Modern Classrooms Project podcast.